The reality is we have AIDS. There are still some who preach from the vantage point of being the righteous we and look at those of us who have AIDS to say they are getting what they deserve. This is God's wrath. And in long hours of searching and doing my own theological reflection on my journey, what comes to mind are the children and the women and the persons I have known. And I want to rise up before those who would preach that word and say, how dare you? How dare you call those people the them, the other? How dare you drive them away from the God who loves them? As long as anyone sees persons with AIDS as marginalized people, society's throwaways, then AIDS will be us and them. AIDS is a reality. It's happening to African women and to children, to Hispanics, to African Americans, to IV drug users, to those that society claims are weak, the hemophiliacs, and yes, to gays. And for a great many, all of these can be categorized as a marginal them. But I tell you tonight that my experience with God, my understanding of the gospel, is that with God there are no throwaways. With God there is no other. God welcomes all. Each one is a precious person in God's sight. Each one is a child of God. Each one is of infinite worth, whether that person is diseased or not. We have AIDS as a community, and God loves us. The intention of God is that humanity might be drawn together in love so that we can say, especially as the church, we have AIDS, we will journey together.